Hello, everybody. Today is November 18th, 2021. You're tuning into the Midwest Super Pixel Pros, and we have our holiday Thanksgiving special. We have a lot on store for you today to get ready for the big Thanksgiving special 1 week early. But before we do that, we want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Alternative Health. Alternative Health in Grand Forks is your go-to trusted medical providers that offer therapeutic benefits of cannabis and are qualified to prescribe medical marijuana. Dr. Charlotte Ewells is a licensed medical professional in both North Dakota and Minnesota. You do not need a referral, and she'll assist patients with a natural and holistic approach for pain management and increased quality of life. Now offering medical marijuana assessment for North Dakota and Minnesota residents in conjunction with alternative therapy referrals. For more information, check out alternativehealthgf.com, email info@alternativehealthgf.com, or call 701-317-1747. Make sure and call for an appointment. They're in the Happy Harry's Complex on Gateway Drive in Grand Forks. For a better life, it's Alternative Health in Grand Forks. So, joining me today, coming back, filling in for Steve, is Derek. Welcome, man.
Hey, looking forward to today's games. They're going to be good.
Yes.
Good selection.
Yes, great selection coming up later here. Welcome, Paul.
Yo, yo, yo. I can't wait to try out this brick.
Brick, yes, yes. We got the Xbox Series X in for the first time on the Midwest Super Pixel Pros. Katie's stoked to try out some Xbox Series X games, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
You know what they should make a game? Where you go around and you shoot rodents that go into your pickup and eat your hood silencer. I would get all over that game.
The best seller. There's all kinds of games on like smaller indie developed games. There probably is something like that. If you do a search for that criteria, and you could probably find some clips. I'm going to do some research into that.
Okay.
But I want to give two quick gaming recommendations before we dive into things here, just from some stuff I've been playing earlier this week. One of them's on Xbox Series X as part of Ultimate Game Pass, so if you have that subscription, you don't even have to pay for it. It's called Mighty Goose. You guys remember Metal Slug from the arcades over the years?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, classic, awesome, just blow everything up in a tank and all that. It's like that, but you're a goose.
Okay.
You're a goose with all kinds of bazookas and just explosions, that exact same graphical style. It is awesome. A little bit more platforming, but you could just blow everything up, have a good time. And Katie, I took your recommendation from last week. I actually downloaded my first cell phone game in God knows how long with Mario Kart Tour there.
Oh, you did play it.
Yeah, I played it for a bit, and I had a pretty good time. Threw it in for about an hour, did about a dozen races, and the thing that's always holding me off on cell phone games is they're always pushing the dollar for this or buy these little tokens, but Mario Kart didn't seem that bad for it. I mean, they were there, but they weren't really pushing it.
Well, is it still, like, does it still give you the tilting option?
Yep.
I
just glided the finger I didn't use tilt. I just slide finger for touch controls. And, yeah, it worked really good. I dug it. And they had all the classic tracks and all that. So that was a lot of fun. I'm thinking I'm going to stick with that.
Nice.
Kind of back into cell phone games. But, we are celebrating Thanksgiving a week early today. Because, next week we'll be off for a quick programming note for the Thanksgiving holiday, so... Wait,
did you bring some more chips?
Oh, be careful what you ask for, Paul. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, just give us a quick update. Everything was good to go. You were fine. No major issues. Everything was...
I had to be honest. I did have some... before you got into
internal bleeding.
I had some minor heartburn off and on for several hours, but I got some Tums, I think, shortly after I left last week, and but after about 5-6 hours, it was all right. But yeah, that was a riot. So
after crapping blood, I was okay.
Yeah. I just had to get through that one minor thing there.
Didn't get that bad, thank goodness. But I want to make sure to give a shout out to Steve again. I talked to him yesterday. He's doing a lot better. The last few days, he's made some major progress. I think he said either I talked to him yesterday, and he said either at the end of yesterday or sometime today, they're going to transfer him to a rehab facility, either in, depending on the availability, it looked like either in Grand Forks or maybe Fargo. So, and then I think, and he said about a timetable for 2 to 4 weeks for rehab, depending on how it goes there. So,
awesome.
You'll be back in the studio here before we know it. Steve, man, dude, we wish you the best and keep on just plugging away at that rehab, dude. We wish you a super speedy recovery, man. So, And he said he may call in today here, just depending on how his schedule is today, or at least join us in the chat here. So, for those unaware, for those tuning in live, we got the information there scrolling on the bottom of the screen there. If you go to GoFundMe.com and search Rally for Smalls, or just contact Steve directly on Facebook, that's the way you can help support Steve with his medical and living expenses for these last couple months, just doing a super duper toll on him. So, yeah, once again, go to GoFundMe.com, search Rally for Smalls, or just contact Steve directly on Facebook. I accidentally got it mixed up with what my mom likes to call it, Facebook. But, yeah, so...
So Steve asked that we hold off on the hockey games, is that right?
He's
wanting that when he's coming back?
Yes, Steve, I got a message from him. I gave a little sneak preview at the end of the last week's show on I was thinking, we had our first snow last week, I think, as we were ending last week. So I was like, oh, let's bust out some hockey games. But I know Steve loves his sports games. So he's like, hey, can we hold off on those till I get back? I'm like, absolutely, man. So
yeah, I got no problem with that. I hate sports games.
Hey, some sports games are fun are fun to play than like the old school ones.
Come on, like NBA Jam or something like that.
NBA Jam, Tecmo Bowl, Blaze of Steel.
Yeah, we'll go with those ones.
There you go. I got some good throwback ones in store in a few weeks here. So, I'll just give a quick shout out here on also where you can find us. I kind of alluded to just a little bit earlier. Just search GFBS nearly everywhere you find podcasts or online streaming and social media platforms of choice like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and many more. You can watch us streaming live on Thursdays at 1 p.m. on the GFBS channels on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, or Twitch, where we welcome you to interact with us in the chat by dialing or texting in at 701-213-0863 or on those platforms of choice. Hey, we want to hear your Thanksgiving gaming picks, games you like to play with the family. So, Steve is actually there on the chat. He says he'll be leaving today to the Grand Forks Rehab Center here. So, shortly, pretty soon, actually. So, Steve, that's awesome news, man.
Good to hear.
Yeah, you don't have to go to Fargo, so that is awesome. But, yeah, so please join, interact with us in the chat, just like Steve just did. And for everyone listening to us on the audio podcast feed, we encourage you to peruse our archived episodes on the GFBS YouTube channel to see the games in action or witness us, like me, suffering at the end of last week's episode. Just tune into the last, 7 or 8 minutes there. You're in for a treat. Tears of joy streaming down my face. And you can also witness us all declaring Waluigi our unanimous favorite driver in Mario Kart. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Debatable.
But I think we're ready here to throw on our first gaming segment of the show here. This is a game that Derek and I are very familiar with. It's a game called Ultimate Chicken Horse. So,
is there volume?
Yep.
Turn up a little bit and I'll see how it is.
All right. Yep. So, Derek, why don't you fill this in? You've clued me into this game first here.
Yeah, for sure. I actually discovered this one on... I was watching a YouTube channel called Achievement Hunter Let's Play, and they were playing this game, and then so we downloaded it. Yeah, and I think you and your brother came over, right?
Yep.
And we played quite a bit of this. It was pretty great.
All right.
Wouldn't be gaming if we didn't have a little...
Gotta love syncing controllers.
Technical snafu here, but yeah, this is a great party game, and it's not like it's a violent game or anything, so you can play it with your family, and it's pretty solid.
All right. So, I got this guy going on, and... Uh-oh. Oh, no, we're good. Just the controllers aren't syncing. I did a test yesterday, and this was all working A-OK yesterday. But they do not like me today. I know what I'll do. It's probably because I had this idling for a bit. I'm just going to do the old classic quick and restart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brooke in the chat, this one of the thinks Chicken Horse is one of the best games out there. I agree.
Yes.
Steve says Derek needs to be up for a bit. Not sure what you mean there, but.
But. Yeah.
Oh, my sound. Yeah.
What, do you need a little bit more?
Well, I don't know if anybody really wants to hear me that much, right? I mean,
I think we got us all at the same level here. But, all right. Let's play local. And, all right. I think I just got to pick a character. I'll pick the sheep. Now, does that... Hey, there we go. And guest.
Now we're cooking with fire.
And guest. All right. So... You just move your cursor and highlight an animal with the A button. And just use a joystick there to highlight one of the fun, fluffy animals there.
I'm a horse.
You're going to be the horse.
You can go over to the dresser if you really want to and change your outfit. It looks like you can just put a few minor things on.
I'm the sheep.
What am I trying
okay,
to do?
Okay, so A is to jump. If you hold down the right trigger, that's like your speed boost to make your character run. If you don't hold it down, he just kind of walks normal.
Okay. Are you the green arrow, Katie?
Yeah, I think so.
Highlight the chicken there. And,
what is the objective of this game?
You'll see.
So then if everybody just wants to go jump on this farm platform.
Yeah, just move your character over.
How do you jump?
A button. A. Yep.
Oh, did I die?
Oh, no, you're good. Oh, you're good.
Hey, nice
there
ball jump.
There you go.
Oh, she's already got the skills down. Yeah. We're all in trouble.
Are you waiting for me?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, no pressure.
Party starting.
So how this game works is
okay.
Each time we play a round, you get to add something to the level. Like you see here, you get to pick one item.
Any old one. They get more crazy with each round they go by.
And the start box here is where we start, and we have to get over to the... finish line, the flag there. And so you just build stuff, add stuff to level. A is to place it. I think right bumper and left bumper kind of rotate stuff.
Tetris style.
And you want to get there without hitting anything that'll, you know, kill you or fall off the map like that person just did there. Like,
yeah, don't go into the tractor.
And then your goal is just to get to the end. But as you start adding more and more items, it gets pretty insane.
Yes.
So now everybody but Paul gets points. Nice work, everyone.
Yes.
But Paul.
Then
now we start adding deadly weapons like this. If you get touched by this swinging thing here, that shoots. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, and then I gotta place it wherever I want.
Yep. And so if you want to rotate it, it's right bumper or left bumper to kind of move it around, I believe. There you go. And so you can so. Dirty right off the bat, just getting dirty.
And here we go.
So I think I figured it out.
So don't get hit by. That pendulum that's swinging, and try and get over to the finish. Oh, I almost got crushed.
No! Crap.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All good. And then if we all finish, none of us gets a point, if I remember right. Right there.
Got killed by my own weapon. Why did I put that there?
That fan really messed you up.
You get a little bonus for finishing first.
Yeah, like I said, this is a great party game. We've played this many times with a few drinks. And
oops, I accidentally hit the button. Now it's like way at the bottom.
I'm the sheep.
Oh, I see. It still keeps the old ones, too.
Yeah, so you just keep building the level, and it gets harder and harder.
Oh, we can run by holding it.
Careful on the steps. That apparently that red swinging ball can hit you there.
Oh, bullshit.
Come on. Dude, I'm making it.
You're doing it.
Oh, shoot. Hey, there we go. I got the first bonus.
You're panicking. You should be able to just run. Oh.
He's trying to make it over the freaking fan.
So now, yeah, whoever the sheep is in the big time lead, which I believe is Dale.
Oh, I thought it was me.
This is... Oh, no, I'm the sheep. Yeah, this is rare. I usually don't do this good in there. I'm usually like the first one out. I did dial down the volume just a bit.
Okay, but the horses, you have to place that volume. On top.
Steve
item.
Is
it's
a good
to make it like slick.
Yeah.
So like if you go on like the top of that board, if you go down a few more, go down more, down. There you go. See how it just
Gotcha.
Turned it to ice? Yeah. yours also has to go on top of a on something solid.
Oh.
Next too time. Late.
Wherever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, horse. Oh, man. How did you make it past that fan?
Am I stuck on a fire nice. Hydrant right now?
Oh. Look at that!
So close to winning.
Hey, a horse got a comeback point.
Yeah, they give all kinds of nice bonuses in here.
Yeah, so this is a black hole, so you can get sucked into it if you get too close to it.
Oh.
Not sure what mine is supposed to do.
Oh, both of those have to go on something solid, like your ice you placed earlier. There you go.
There it is. Okay.
Yep.
Barbed nice. Wire. Oh my goodness.
What is it, barbed wire or something?
Yeah, so if you touch it, you're it's like an insta out for that turn.
Oh my.
Ah.
Oh, there went my sheep.
The horse is riding.
Oh, come on. Oh, no. Twice now that thing got me.
There's a corpse just on top of the fire hydrant.
What is it even doing? Shooting bananas or something?
I think it's just supposed to be like a cannon.
Oh, why is there barbed wire on the
floor? Oh, you also can get post-mortem points. So, like, if you die but then land on the flag, you'd get points.
Yeah.
So Dale just needs to win one more time, yes. And he takes this round, or this whole game here.
I smell victory this round.
I don't know.
I'm going to blow up some of this shenanigans here. Oh, wait. There we go. That's what the
I don't know what I put down.
I think Dale blew it up right away.
Yeah, I just blew it up.
Some people just like to watch the world burn.
Yes.
I'm strategically placing this.
No, I put mine right above the fan, whatever that thing is.
Oh, it's like a portal, if I remember right.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Oh,
I need my glasses.
I need to follow the chicken. The chicken gets there every time.
I didn't know you could crouch.
That's me. There we go. Victory. There's that chicken. Look at it go. Oh, yeah. You got a trap bonus, though.
Dale with a win. What'd you guys think of that? Not too bad, huh?
I could see myself having a lot of fun with this game.
I liked it.
Especially when you get a few beers deep and, you know, you're just having a... You have four people over playing.
Amplifies. Yeah, let's do one more. I think we got one other level there, right, there.
Yep, we got the rooftops.
I actually get it now. Premises.
Yeah, I think everybody's from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a warm-up round.
Hey, in the comments, let's take it easy. I know I'm not great at this game.
Brooke laying the hate.
Rough crowd.
Now, Derek, I know you've played this a lot more than me. I think there's those question boxes get the unlocks for unlocking more levels and
more
characters.
More levels, characters, or outfits for your guys, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you run?
Hold the right trigger. Instead of walking, you'll run. There you go.
I think X also runs.
Oh, is it? Okay. Also, I just did the... I was going to make fun of you for falling straight off, and I did the exact
same. So you can't jump when you're running?
Us three jumped. We all just went off the edge.
I was thinking a Mario Brothers run and do the jump at the end, but maybe
the
timing... Do
you have to let go of the trigger before you can jump?
No. We just timed it really awful, every single one of us.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're all perfect.
I don't know what this is. It shoots flame, so I'm picking it.
I don't even know what I got. Look like a balloon or something. No idea what that is.
You the horse?
Yeah.
That's a hay bale, I think.
Oh, well, of course.
Oh!
Oh, bullshit!
Oh. The tip jar, swear jar is going to be overflowing today.
There we go. Made her.
Derek got it.
How do you jump that far?
Well, you can jump those buildings that we start on. You can jump off those.
Well, I like my fan.
You know what I mean?
Back again.
Yeah.
Those are solid. Yeah, so these gray, you can jump on these walls here.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. The horse has got a fan again. Not good.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've played so much of this at your place, Derek, that I have nothing. I think I only played online on my console a couple times with you before, so that's why I have nothing unlocked.
It's probably not even.
Oh my gosh! What is that? A flame cannon?
Oh no!
Here we go!
Oh nope! No go!
Yeah, I kind of missed the mark on that one.
Three, two, no flame, go away. Three, too.
Timing
no!
it?
No!
Hold the right trigger down until you run.
Oh.
There you go. Now you get a nice jump.
Oh, okay, that's how you do it.
I think you took off right-in.
I was leaning forward, too. I'm in game mode now.
Game mode.
You weren't wearing the headphones. You didn't hear. You just got the wah, wah.
I did?
Wah.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, so those bombs, they'll destroy something on the map if you want to. Or you can just set it off to the side if you like the way things are going.
Oh. That should make things easy.
Yeah.
What does mine do?
Oh, that's a cannon, so it shoots that yellow projectile that we had in that last one.
Oh.
Yeah, I hate that thing.
I don't want that. This is so entertaining, Brooke Johnson said.
Oh.
Holy cow, look at that guy.
Ah. Where'd the wooden block go?
Just mash buttons and panic. That worked for me there. But then someone, I'm not going to name names, put a fan at the end here. Oh, I'm literally... How do I do this?
Oh, there I go.
Bye-bye.
Can I do like a little Mario?
Oh my God, I'm just jumping to my death. There's no way you get in there.
I can do this.
You know, come on, Paul, when we started playing this, I had the feeling that you'd be that guy that would just like just watch the world burn and just block it so it's not possible. We have
Are you stuck?
Usually when we play this, you can hold B to give up.
Okay, good.
Usually when we play this, we have a friend named Ryan. That's his role, is to just chalk everything up. Yeah.
Just troll away.
Yeah. Oh, it seems like you guys are doing just as good as me now.
Oh, I mean, it's a good game, but it's...
Oh, I didn't see the saw thing. I would have totally grabbed
that. Don't forget
that.
You can hit right bumper to kind of, you know, turn your stuff if you
want. That Tetris rotate?
I don't know what I have. But let me put it there.
Well, the clock. Brooke in the comments, what's the clock do? I don't remember.
Oh my god.
We're just so into it. Like, ah!
Yeah, I ran right into the...
oh, nobody blew up. Nobody blew up Paul's
control. Oh, I forgot all about it.
This is a ridiculous level, by the way.
Well.
Hey, we all knocked a level.
Sore,
no winners.
Sore nope. Losers.
Yes.
All right, somebody get a bomb and blow us. We didn't get one.
No bomb.
Holy, my hair is that long.
Now, Derek, I saw on the website they're still supporting this with like free downloadable content. They just add in the game, and you just get more unlocked boxes. And,
yeah, that's one thing I really like about this game is you don't pay for much after you buy it. It's just
like I was taking a look at their website, and it was just this past September.
Son of a
whoop! Oh my god!
Son of a beep!
You like where I put that buzzsaw?
I
hope somebody gets a bomb so we can destroy the Paul.
Contraption.
The fan monstrosity at the end there.
The fan of doom.
Yeah.
Katie's got it.
Oh, see, she's into it. She's standing.
The crowd is rooting you on, Katie.
No pressure. Everybody's watching.
You're right.
No, you just got to get to the flag.
Well, I can't because there's wood blocking. I don't know who did that, but...
And then there's a fan on the other side. That's where I was at last time. It was
I
impossible.
Think
so
gotta,
I'm done.
You got to just take the dive.
No,
you can hold the B button.
You can jump on the blade, Katie.
Yeah. There we go. Go on the Blaze of Glory.
And it'll cut you in half so you can get to the flag.
Oh, yeah, you'll slide right through into there.
Yeah, it'll slide you right into there, actually.
I don't know if you're being serious or not.
There's a chance it can happen.
Only one way to find out is you got to just...
What do I do?
I'd give the saw blade a shot.
Yep. That's your only option.
Just die?
No. You'll win.
Just die?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Essentially.
I really like this game.
Somebody get a bomb or something and blow up the pot.
There we go, bomb.
Oh my god.
I got
who got it?
I wish I would have got to it first.
No.
Okay, I got the bomb. Well, A.
What does a money symbol do?
Brooks says a time clock slows everything down.
That's right.
Alright.
I actually should
have. Gonna blow up.
Through? Yes.
Yes.
I'm blowing it up too.
I got it. The fan is no longer there. Wait, don't.
No. You no.
Freaking.
Paul?
Paul.
What?
Don't do anything stupid. Just put the stairs.
What the hell?
Who put this wall here?
You can wall jump on it. Just keep jumping.
How do you walk when you're crouching?
When you jump on the wall or when you're on the wall, just hit A again and you can wall jump.
Oh.
It's all right. I think we're like 10 deep so far, so that
guy's... She said duck.
Yeah, that's right.
She's playing a duck character.
I was so nervous about saying that in the microphone that I just jumped off.
Listen, wow. The games we're playing today, that it pulls that out of people.
Both games makes us all vulnerable to succumbing to the swear jar.
Took it before.
Brooke is saying she's having a ball watching us. She must miss playing this game. I know she's played with us many a times.
Yeah, we gotta. This has got to be in our next rotation
for sure.
What does mine do? What is it?
Oh, so when you jump on, you see like that's got the yellow part on top. Mm-hmm. When somebody walks over that, a spike will shoot up out of it.
Oh.
Okay. Down here.
Oh. Oh! I jumped on her spike trap.
I can't get on
Paul, you dirty. I didn't even see you do this. God. We have to...
Oh, shit. Right. Good.
I can't get up there.
Hey, listen, we all have to take turns babysitting Paul.
Whoever puts this piece
make
of...
sure he doesn't do that.
Oh, someone got to the end finally. You get a crowd clap for that.
Why would you put a piece of wood at the beginning?
You can slide on there.
Oh, now it's
the
just
chicken...
on me.
Yeah, no pressure, but... The screen's literally right on you.
What? Okay, it was just a tech glitch. That always happens.
Do you feel any pressure in this moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course I do.
Here's Katie swiftly maneuvering through all the wooden platforms.
How am I supposed to get over that?
Time it right and just slip right down between the wood and the fire thing there.
Yeah, just wait for it to go and then...
Oh no!
I love it. Love it.
No. We still got more.
I just gave you a drum one on that one, Katie.
Ooh.
It seemed like you had it. It seemed like you were right over it, but it just was hovering right over
it. Whoever has the plant, when you jump on the plant, he'll try and punch you. Here, I'm going to set this here. If you want to put the plant on this rotating thing, you go right ahead.
Well, I don't want to be punched. No, I'm just putting it right there. I don't care.
Apparently nobody was paying attention to me again.
I think I saw you getting up to
no good. I think it was Dale's turn
to
babysit you on that round. Oh, how did I survive that?
Thank you for putting the piece of wood at the beginning.
I forgot. You told me and I forgot.
Did you find it?
It found me.
I can't get over this.
I know. I'm
piece
just,
of
I guess
wood.
No!
Fart Nugent. Fart Nugent. I'm dead. I'm just gonna sub in.
That I made.
I think we all got contributions due.
Bull spit. And I made that jar.
Look at how close I got.
I think the sheep might have got post-mortem. No? Oh, you must have been close.
I think it was the ice that threw
three
me
turns
out.
Left for determine the winner.
Dang it!
Oh, there's a bomb.
Aww.
I made sure he didn't get that.
This is so... I did us all a favor.
Who's a horsey again? Is that you, Derek?
No, you know who that is.
I forget.
Evil Paul.
Brooke, I'm literally laughing out loud at my desk. This is very stressful.
This is a great game.
Desk at home, right, Brooke?
I think wasn't it Joey, your brother, that after we played this, he like immediately went home and
he bought it. Yep,
had to buy it.
Yep, he texted me. I think within an hour after we wrapped up the days, I bought Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Well, how can you blame him? This game is so
this game
much
is
fun.
Phenomenal.
I would highly recommend this if you have like four people sitting around couch game.
And then you can play online too. So if you can't get everyone together there, you just make an online session. We did that a couple of times.
Oh, horse and raccoon made it. Dale. Oh, you just got, you almost got punched out, son.
I'll just punch the air for now. Oh, we got a winner.
Wow. Oh, so close.
I don't know who that is, but nice work, whoever that was. Oh, me?
Derek with a victory. Good job. So, yeah, that's Ultimate Chicken Horse. And that, it is available on all systems, so.
I might have to buy that.
Yeah.
It's good. Like, you can play that with your kids. You can play with anybody. You know, as long as you can keep the F-bombs to a minimum.
Yeah. or teach them new ones.
Yeah.
Alternatives.
Fart Nugan. Yes. It's a good one.
So, yeah, and that's on all systems. A Switch, computer, PS4 and Xbox One forwards compatibility with the new systems. So, yeah. So
great game.
And you can also create and upload your own levels, too. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, get up to all kinds of goodness here. All right, right now we're going to give a shout-out to our second sponsor here, Valvoline. So, life doesn't seem to ever slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. When it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most oil changes are done within 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change does more, too. Transmission and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries. And included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, and cabin air filter. You'll get discounts for fleets and the military, too. They can text and email invoices and coupons. Mention GFBS and get $10 off your oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. And pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. Come to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more, 3325 South 38th Street, or call 701-780-8462 and tell them GFBS sent you. All right, well, we're going to queue up our esports segment of the week here. And I got a very interesting one. I was kind of clued into this one via a podcast called the Video Game History Hour. And they interviewed a person who was the author of a very in-depth article called Kaizo Mario. And it's more commonly known in the Mario gaming community as, we're going to fill this guy up some more, as Asshole Mario. And essentially, it's extremely custom difficult, extremely difficult design Mario levels. And in this esports tournament feature, there's teams of four dueling and rotating out after each death. So I think we're about ready to queue it up here. So, there you go. They got the two teams. You can see down there, side by side. And I kind of got it here the last minute before they finish up the first level here. You can see how crazy it gets here. And they got custom designed sprites and levels. These weren't designed in Mario Maker. These were designed with custom tools. And they got esports announcers going. This is off the Games Done Quick YouTube channel. They do a big esports annual session. This is one of the bigger esports thing. They bring in professionals doing all these crazy skills, and yeah, you can see by their setup there's like traps all over, and they gotta have some very precise platforming.
Looks like a piece of cake.
What kind of characters are those?
Custom made sprites, but this is done with like the Mario World tools here. So, and sometimes they get custom background music, and yeah, they're still not figuring that out. And the setup Games Done Quick does is it's pretty cool. And after each level, they do donations and stuff like that.
I'm not gonna lie, these guys look like they kind of suck at this.
Well, yeah, this is they're way better than me. Yeah, but they should be wrapping up the level here within the next 30 seconds. Here, you can see them just master these jumps. I think on the right is where they finish it here.
Did I miss it? Whoever just finishes first gets.
Oh, look at that!
Yep, they got pretty close. Yeah, and the crowd got pretty into it, too. Yeah, they got a whole crowd filled in the back there.
Somebody should put a fan at the end.
Yes.
Or some ice. I could tell you I'd be awful at this. I suck at platforming games. It's not my...
Yeah, these ones are all intentionally evilly designed. And, like, yeah, they're if you see on the bottom of the screen, they're rotating, passing a controller after each death. So they're all kind of going in raw.
You know what? They're dumb, though, because obviously they never played Mario. All you have to do is go to the top of the screen and then run and jump across the top of the screen.
Oh, there we go. They finished it.
Get a feather and just jump right through.
Yep. So, yeah. That's that level there. If we want to jump to another part here, Katie, at 27:35. Wow, what a close I kind of got a little, another level here where they, it's kind of a little mixed up. And maybe a smidge later, too. If it's, okay, yeah, 30. There we go. Perfect, yeah. So, yeah, this is, like, different level, different theme later on. Levels are amping up even more in difficulty here, so...
So right now, yeah, and there's already a lot of different yeah. little things going on. They're having to pick
so
up
So do you think they get to practice these prior to, or they just go in blind?
They I think they may get a little bit of a heads up what levels they have in store, but I don't think... Every time they play, they're picking up where their partner left off. So they got three other partners, and they may have made it to a different point in the level, so they kind of go into a different part of the level without really practicing it. So it's very unique. I watched almost this entire thing, and yeah, the crowd just goes bonkers throughout it. It was pretty fun, and like the announcers are just super invested, and they can give a lot of good background to the players and the aspects to the Kaizo Mario community.
Whoa.
Oh! Sucks to be you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, the part where you got to jump on the turtle, that does look really hard.
But yeah, they have all right their annual... collection of live streams are on their YouTube channel. They do all kinds of crazy challenges, like bring in all kinds of crazy speedrunners for trying to beat games as fast as they can for all kinds of charity. Yeah.
It's would cool. It be,
would,
I
it
like
be,
it.
Would it be fair to say that none of these guys have ever had sex?
I wasn't quite sure what to do yet, but he's got the knowledge.
I'm sure there's been an accident or two.
Stop looking down here.
Throw
a
able to hit
somebody had to say it.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to give a show a few minutes here. You can find that on Games Done Quick. The name of the video for this one is called Super Mario World Blind Relay Race by One Tile Men and Lunar Magicians. So yeah, or just go to the Games Done Quick YouTube channel. So yeah, that's where you can find that.
Speaking of esports, I don't know. I know you had it probably in your notes there.
Yep, I got it later. If you want to go for it now, yeah.
Well, since we're talking about it now, we might as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about
it?
Yeah,
go for it. Yeah.
Well, we were supposed to have a meeting today, but something we're putting in the works. We're going to try to make an esports team, the first ever. Well, I guess Grand Forks technically has one at the university, but we want like an actual Grand Forks esports team that you don't have to be affiliated with the university to join. We're going to try to put together some tournaments, and then the qualifiers of those tournaments will make up the team. And then once we have that, GFBS, we will sponsor this team, and then we will try to take it to a kind of, I don't know, national level. We're still trying to decide on what games or game is going to be consisting of the team. But we will be commenting on how they're playing and everything here in the studio. So if you are interested in becoming one of our esports athletes, then reach out to us, gfbestsource.com, or you can just go to the contact page at gfbestsource.com. You can also call or text us at 701-213-0863. But we are going to be putting together an esports team.
It's awesome.
Boom. Yeah. Not for that game.
Yeah.
The hell with that game.
Yeah.
Maybe Chicken Horse.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Yeah, I bet you that there probably is one.
It probably is.
There's got to be. There's online streaming tournaments for so many games. Yeah. So yeah, exciting things ahead. So I'm really excited to see how that all pans out. And this has kind of been all nice little kind of subconscious preparation for some commentary. So I'm really looking forward to it. So, but got one little discussion segment I want to do. So with this being the Thanksgiving special theme, and kind of like the theme for this episode for the games, just kind of being games playing with the family at the holidays. So I'm kind of curious. I'm going to go around the horn here and share your guys' gaming memories with the family on holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever. It doesn't even need to be video games. It could be board games, card games, lawn games. Just awesome stories of gaming with family members or getting carried away in holiday gaming. So, Katie, as you would say, let's get this bread. What are some of your family holiday gaming memories? Is there a certain video game that's been popular for a few, like, I think you said the Wii was popular for the family for a while, right?
Kind of. It was just more of a solo
Oh, right, right.
I usually was the only one to play a game. I don't really have much, I guess.
But board games, card games, there's got to be some staples, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Card games, mm-hmm. Monopoly is always a classic.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of like to the point now where we just kind of go on our phones and do our own
Oh, no!
Unfortunately.
Hey, that's all good. So, yeah, I know our, for me, our family gets, we've done all kinds of things over the years. There was a few years where we were really into apples to apples. That was very popular for a few years. And then we found about Cards Against Humanity, which is like R-rated apples to apples, which was freaking even way better. I think I played that with you a few times too over the years, right, Derek?
Yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah, yeah. And then as board games, of course, to Risk, Monopoly is always good at the holidays. But video games, when the Wii came out, the first year the Wii came out, family got insanely into Wii Sports. My dad got way too crazy into Wii Sports boxing. He was like literally, I had to like scooch away on the couch from him. I was like, and then another year too. Guitar Hero, I think it was like Guitar Hero 2, I want to say, where that blew up, and we all thought we were rock stars for a Christmas or Thanksgiving season. So those are some of the first ones that come to mind to me. What about for you, Paul?
Crisco Twister.
What is Crisco Twister? Here I ask.
Exactly what it says.
No, you know, my family, like the adults, they'll play Trivial Pursuit, which I hate because I never know any of the answers. Then there's always card games. You know, you got Pinochle. You know, when we kind of got the teenagers, you know, the kids my age together, we started to get kind of in the Xbox Kinect, playing some of those, you know, bowling and the wave racer game. That was pretty fun. But for the most part, yeah, I think it usually just comes down to card games at the end of the night.
I see Brooke in the chat is saying Jackbox Party Games and Exploding Kittens.
Yeah, and I can elaborate on that. That's what we do for our families, the Jackbox Party Games. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of those. You guys played those at all?
Oh, yeah. Yep,
so
yep.
It's just a collection of games in each one, and everybody plays on their phone, but the game's on, like, the TV. So, like, for instance, one of them is somebody's trying to, Drawful, I think is what it's called, right? So it'll give you each of you a prompt to draw something, and you draw it on your phone. It looks awful, obviously, because most people aren't artists. And then you put it up there, and everybody's got to try and guess what it is. And they're good games. They're good party games for the family. And yeah, we've had a lot of fun. A lot of times where we had too many bottles of wine at my side of the family, our Thanksgiving, and then we'll go play that. It's a good time.
Heck yeah! And they got like what? 7 or 8 Jackbox Party Packs?
Now, so
yeah.
That's like, what, 32 different games? Because each one has 4 games in it, 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, there's a ton. They're, any volume's great. And they're always, like, on sale, too, on, like, the digital marketplaces, too. So, yeah.
You know, this, what I definitely would recommend this for, like, a family gathering or game. But a good one, you know, if you're having a party or something, is Turn Off the Lights and Who's in My Mouth.
I'm sorry, I don't think I'm going to play that on my Thanksgiving.
Katie's over here just like, what just happened?
Never heard of that one.
Anyway, I bring some comedy relief to the show. I don't know.
Oh, no, that's all good.
Just crickets now. I think I just saw some tumbleweed float by the studio.
I'm trying to process that through my brain.
Oh, any other final ones here before we move on?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, so just one last reminder where for everyone just tuning in where they can find us. Just search GFBS nearly everywhere you find podcasts and social media platforms of choice, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, many more. You could catch us live Thursdays at 1 p.m. on the GFBS streaming channels for YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, or Twitch, where we welcome you to interact with us in the chat. Or you can interact by shooting us a text or a call at 701-213-0863. We want to hear your Thanksgiving family gaming memories. Did you have a round of apples to apples go horribly wrong? We want to hear about it. Call or text 701-213-0863. And if you're listening to us on the audio feed, please check out the video feed of past episodes on the GFBS YouTube channel. We want you to witness us get up to no good, like seeing how long it takes for me to start chugging milk after the one chip challenge last week. It was a minute and a half. So.
Oh, I also want to apologize to our game winner. I can't remember his
name.
Nate. Yeah, sorry. I've been really busy. I've been trying to get your game in the mail, but it's coming to you, bud. Just hold on.
It'll be there before you know. All right. I'm going to do a quick rundown of three noteworthy new releases this week via Games Radar, where I got this from. Feel free to chime in if you guys want to know more or are familiar with these. Battlefield 2042, pretty much coming to all platforms. I know, that's a pretty big military online multiplayer shooter. Nerf Legends. This pretty much came out to everything. And the Switch. This one caught my eye because I don't know if any of you are familiar with Overwatch, another pretty popular online shooter. But it's like that, but with Nerf guns. So they got the Nerf blasters and all that, and just kind of blowing everyone up in deathmatches. So I checked out the trailer. Looked like it could be promising. Then finally, there's a remake of some Pokemon DS games hitting the Switch this week with Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Anyone here play those ones way back on the DS days?
Pokemon, I've never heard of them.
I never got into the DS.
Yeah, I think I only played like the very original Pokemon Blue way back, but that was about it. Oh, and Pokemon Snap on N64, that's it. But, yeah, that's the noteworthy new releases hitting this week. So,
because I never got, like, after the Game Boy, you know, I never really got into the handheld ones because I always like having a big screen and I like the graphics and everything. But there was one that I had, and it was, like, a lifesaver, you know, when we went on trips when I was a kid. What was the one that Sega made that came out after the Game Boy? Do you remember that?
Game Gear?
Is that what it was? Yeah, yep. Game Gear. Okay. Yeah, all of a sudden that just...
You could attach a TV tuner to it and, like, watch TV on it. Yeah. Really? Yeah, there was, like, a TV adapter for it for, like, $100 or something. I've seen people. I don't have a TV tuner for it, but, yeah. I always remember the commercials advertising for it because it was like, oh, Game Gear's in color, Game Boy's not. And there was some fun advertising wars for it.
Actually, no, I don't think it was I don't think it was the Game Gear. I'm thinking even before that. Like, this came out, like, when Game Boy came out.
Oh, maybe Atari Lynx. They did a color handheld same time as Game Boy came out. Game Gear came out a couple years later.
I thought it was the Sega. It was like this big black brick with huge buttons, and maybe it was the Game Gear.
Yeah, yeah. The Game Gear and the Lynx both kind of had similar design.
Okay.
Yeah. Lynx kind of just came and went really fast. It didn't take off at all. But
because you play like Sonic the Hedgehog and stuff.
Oh, okay.
On
yep.
It.
Yeah, that would be Game Gear.
That was Game Gear. Yep. Oh, yeah. It was Game Gear. Yep. Okay. Thanks.
Oh yeah, there were a bunch of Sonic games on that one. Yeah. Yeah, so I believe we're ready for our final gaming segment of the day. Game called Towerfall Ascension. So
I don't know; it's gonna be tough to beat that last one we played.
This
is pretty close.
This will give it a run for its money. So, Derek, this is another one you introduced me to. Why don't you set the table for this one? How did you find out about Towerfall?
This was also through that Achievement Hunter Let's Play YouTube channel and. Yeah, it's a great four-player battle game where you're all little archer guys. It's kind of like almost like 8-bit animation mm-hmm. style to it. And you get, I can't remember, you have to get so many kills. Is that right? I can't remember. It's been
too
long.
Yeah, it's like first to like three kills, I think. Kind of like Bomberman. Katie, you got to hold the middle.
I just pick a guy here then?
Yeah, whoever you want.
All right.
And there's four to choose from?
I guess. I'll be the green one.
I think I accidentally picked a character for you, Katie. Sorry.
Oh, I like yellow.
Okay, so we got, last man standing, right? I think that's
Yep. Straight
up deathmatch. Was that first to five?
Sure.
They go real fast. So.
I don't know if I caught the name in time, but I'm pretty sure my guy's name was Vainglorious, which is perfect for me.
We have to see this. I got to see this. I hope that is his
Derek,
name.
Derek, what's a recommended level?
Just the first one's fine.
All right, so is it this one, Sacred Ground?
Sure.
All right. Brooke says, what a great choice. Towerfall is awesome.
I think you went to the wrong one.
What? Oh, whoops. So these are the controls. A jumps, X shoots, and you can dodge and catch with the right trigger.
You only got two people in.
Oh, what? Uh-oh. That's all right. We'll fix this. So
there you go.
Oh, there you go.
It is Vainglorious. Love it.
It's great.
Think we're
now
good
we're now? Good.
Okay, cool. Standard.
Yep, I think we're good.
So, just so everybody's aware, I haven't played games in a long time, but if I am ever playing online, my gamer tag is Phenomenon. Yeah.
Not Vainglorious. Maybe if now it's going to be Vainglorious.
Not Mr. Grimm.
Because I'm the Phenomenon, so I'm Phenomenon. Yeah.
I get it.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
I mean, it's no Vainglorious, but all right. So jump, shoot, and then yeah.
A jump.
Oh, who am I?
Who am I?
Okay, green. So yeah, X is to shoot.
Oh, and you can run out of bullets. Apparently.
And you can hold it. You can hold X to kind of aim it.
X to shoot.
Yeah. Whoever red is keeping me in this hole here, and I'm not liking it.
Oh,
oh
shoot.
I just got somebody.
There I went.
Oh, let me out of here. Oh, good, you're out of arrows.
Give a little game.
Oh, and you can also
here.
Jump on their heads like I just did to...
How do you get more arrows?
You got to go collect them around the map, see how they're...
They get scattered about.
Yeah, so the first one to win three times wins.
Ah.
It'll be a little bit of a learning curve.
It takes a couple of rounds
to get
a feel for it.
You can also aim. Like, if you hold X and push up, you can, like, shoot up and left and stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
See that? And then little...
Oh, and then you can just pick up the ones that are shot and miss?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And then when you go through the bottom of the level, you come back through the top. So it's kind of like a one continuous level.
So you only get arrows, though. There's, like, nothing else that you do?
No, you can get items from the chest eventually, but
How do you open the chest?
Oh, that's sudden death there. You just go hit it, I think. Oh, I just got wrecked.
Yeah,
by
if it goes so long without a kill, the waves will close in on you.
So you gotta shoot the chest?
No, you just go step on it, like walk over it.
Oh, I tried to do that.
It might have been empty. Somebody else might have already grabbed it.
But yeah, after you get a... few rounds in here, it'll be second nature. Oh, who just got me? Was that you, Derek?
Was that you that purple one?
Yep, you got me.
Good.
You got me good.
All right, red.
Brooke in chat says my strategy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Paul got good.
Yeah, Brooke's strategy is to jump on players' heads. It's her favorite way to get people on this game.
I believe she said it's the only way I can beat Derek.
Nah. Don't listen to her. Oh, you got a shield? Not fair. Get out of here, Red.
I need arrows. Arrows!
Oh, I got massacred.
Just got double teamed.
Who's that?
I don't know. Where is this orange person at?
No.
Come on.
Oh, watch out.
Oh, no, I got myself. I was not thinking.
Who's yellow?
I just won that.
Yeah.
Without even doing a single thing.
Like, oh, you shot your arrow straight up in the air. They came right back down on your head.
I just stood there and stared at him like a real smarty.
Patience is a virtue.
I got a shield, too.
Oh, wait. What am I doing over here?
Oh.
Oh, I got someone.
That was me. Oh, somebody just got gooba stomped. I don't know, two shielded players. Neither of them have arrows. They're just jumping on each other's head. Oh,
I think you
red
got me.
Comes
I
out
think you
top.
Got me.
I like that excellent commentating skills there.
I love it. I love it, man.
All right, I need one more to win. Everybody else got one win.
Oh, my God. You got who was that?
I don't know.
Derek?
I'm not green.
Katie's out.
Of course.
Oh, whatever!
I had one more arrow than you, I think.
Paul and Derek.
I like
duel.
The replays, too. You can see.
Oh, man. Yeah, you guys were totally in a joust.
Nice battle.
Paul got three. All right. We could do... That went pretty quick. We can get another one in here.
It gives you awards, too. Like...
Guy with least arrows.
Mostly harmless.
Least prepared.
I think that was Paul.
Moses and Derek.
Trigger happy. Heck yeah. All right.
Let's
do another map, maybe?
Yeah, let's try a different map. Match settings?
Yep.
Okay.
And then begin.
Begin.
And then you can select.
What's a good recommendation, Derek?
Whatever you want.
All right. We'll do backfire.
So each map has special arrows, too. Like, when you jump on those treasure chests, sometimes a special arrow will come out. Like, this one, I think, is a bomb arrow. I remember right, which you shoot it and wherever it lands, it blows up.
You got me good. I'm out. I do want to give a shout out to the developer here, Matt Makes Games.
How did you hit me with that?
Skill.
All skill.
Somebody's still alive. Orange is still alive.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the person to come to me.
Oh.
A little treachery.
Oh. I just love these instant replays.
Yes. Yeah, the developer here, Matt Minks Games, they made another awesome game called Celeste. It's pretty much out on all platforms. Yeah, that's a really good platformer with an awesome story.
I keep running out of arrows.
Oh my gosh, I just got massacred again.
I knew I'd, I have shield, so I knew I could just stand there and take it.
Just, yeah, look at that. Bad, 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 bad.
Sorry, remorse. Whoever's orange, I apologize. I came over and jumped on your head. That's my bad.
No, no. No class. All right, bomb arrow. Bomb.
Wait, why can't I?
Bomb, 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 bomb. Oh, I think I blew myself up.
I think I blew both of us up.
We got it. Derek get the best in that one?
Yep. I like the replay at the end, too.
He put the code in where he has unlimited arrows.
Unlimited arrows, yes.
Here comes the excuses.
Oh, there we go.
Ah.
Oh, I got two. I'm going for a clean sweep.
This is incredibly frustrating. It's incredibly frustrating.
What's going on?
What's happening?
What the?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Goomba stomp.
I'm just floating through the rooms.
Excellent head stomp.
My strategy.
Head stomp. Goomba stomp me.
Yep.
All right. Boost.
No, don't kill me. Don't kill me. Just.
Oh. What kind of battle we have here?
Yes!
Oh, come on!
Yeah. There we go. Something went my way.
That was awesome. You guys are both just shooting the same brick.
I thought I could blast through it.
How many rounds are there?
It's first one to win
first
three.
Three.
So that means it's really close. We're all spreading the win zone.
Was that you, Katie?
I have no
clue. That was
no
a nice shot.
How come I can't leave this room and come up from the ceiling?
Oh, come on. I thought I was all good with the shot I got on her, and then I... Look at that. Boom. And then bam.
That was a nice drop shot. She was waiting for you at the bottom, though.
Really? So you can't, like, drop?
You can, yeah, you can go anywhere on the map. You can't die from falling or anything
like
that.
My favorite part is going from the bottom.
Nice. Whatever.
Who is this? Get out. Oh, no.
Ah! I'm out of arrows.
Ooh.
Oh,
that was a battle.
I ran out of arrows. You got me good.
I think that's it.
That's it.
Was that the three there? Okay. Oh, nice. Who was that? Derek?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Well, that was no chicken horse, but it's also a solid drinking game.
Yes. It looks like we're doing pretty good on time. I think we can squeeze in one more if you guys want to.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Not gonna lie, after this, I really want to play the first game.
Do you want to do a round of the first game instead?
Let's do that.
All right.
All right.
I like the first.
You like the first game more? All right.
I did.
Let's do a round of the first one there. But yeah, that's. Okay. Quit. But yeah, that's Towerfall Ascension. That's another good goodie.
So would you buy that one though, Paul? This Towerfall.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, because that one would... I think that one you'd have to have more people that have played it more often.
That one's more of a skill-based, whereas this Ultimate Chicken Horse is just more like...
easy to pick up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brooke says, next time we'll have to try Speedrunner.
Excellent.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good game.
All right. And we unlocked a new level here, too, so we could try that one out.
Yes.
New levels!
So you just got to push A to join, and then pick your character.
Yeah, put the cursor over.
I still want my horse. Where am I?
I'll be the sheep again.
I can't. I don't have an arrow.
Push A. There you go.
Ah, there we go.
What's the new level? Rooftops?
One further up here. It's Old Mansion way up here.
I can't even get to the level.
1 year.
Okay. Wow.
Year. Ah!
Made myself an old... Oh, we're starting?
Oh, no.
I didn't realize we started.
Oh, no, we didn't. No, you just got to get up there.
You can do it!
Wow.
Well done, Katie. Well
done.
I
was too busy admiring my sticker.
Sticker.
That I printed for myself.
So as these maps, as you unlock them, more and more stuff is actually deadly on the map. Like here on the left-hand side, you see this ice thing, or excuse me, glass. You could die if you touch that, these shards of glass. So just a note to be careful.
Oh, I see the sticker now, Katie. Congrats!
Yes.
1 year?
Yes, I've been here for one
whole year.
Nice. I gave you a crowd clap.
Yay. Oh, there's a red button here, too, on this one. It calls down an elevator if you'd like. I sacrificed myself, but I unlocked something for you, Dale.
Oh, you did? Oh, nice. Thanks. Squirrel wants to play for Gruul. What's that?
That's a new character I just unlocked.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Oh, there's some things there you don't want to touch.
Unlock a character.
Who's this horse?
All the evil traps.
So anything that has this like yellow stuff on it, see like this fan I got? You can stick items to that yellow. And that blue one that the sheep's got, you can stick stuff to it, and it'll move with the... object.
Oh, okay. Combine them.
Yeah, you can like stick something to it.
Brooke says, don't stand under the elevator. It will smush you.
I think what she said was, Paul, stand under the elevator. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
How come you guys...
Oh, chicken went to the same spot and got...
Why do you guys always have to just like block the finish line?
My guy's like just... the hardest to see on this, too.
Oh, hey, if you hold Y, you can taunt the other players, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Do a little...
For real?
Look at my sheep right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mine, I just do a... I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no!
Ah! Who put that there?
I failed so hard there. Boy.
I timed that so poorly.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
I mean, I played Prince of Persia, and that was literally like I walked right into the front of it.
I think it's fair to say if there was a pro esports team for this, none of us would make it.
Where to place, oh, where to place.
What a dirty dog. You really like that finish line.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Maybe nobody will notice.
It looks easy to get to now.
Me. Just chill. Oh, is that glass? Oh, okay.
I was trying to warn you.
Oh, hey, if there's something going by the elevator, it'll squish you too. Just FYI.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh.
Made it.
Sheep. How did you make that?
I just timed it right.
Oh, is that how?
Yeah. I was trying to think of something like something cool to say there, but I
No, my God.
Yes! Just like that. You got to make the noise and then jump.
There we go.
If you don't make that noise, Dale, maybe you're not going to make it.
That's right. Got to give my little victory flourish there.
Oh, okay, so whoever's got horses, the punch thing you just placed,
yeah.
There's like buttons on the side and back. You have to hit the button, and then the thing will punch out and could hit somebody. You know what I mean?
So I have to physically do it?
Yeah, somebody has to. Oh. Chicken almost just got punched.
Well, how do you get over it?
Just run past him really fast.
What the?
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm out.
Oh, I'm stuck to that thing. Not good.
Okay. Come on, flower. Hurry up. Suck it.
Oh, yeah.
Made it.
Boom.
Very well done.
Just waiting on that horse.
I just don't know where I'm going to go after this brings me up here.
Yeah, also, you're going to stick to that because it's like glue on there.
Am I stuck in the house?
I think I see
No,
it.
You can jump over. It's not. It won't obstruct you if you jump. Nice work.
There you go.
You made it.
You made it. You're celebrating.
Wow. First win.
No! Oh, how did I survive that? I have no idea.
All eyes on the horse. Will he make it? I don't know. He's probably going to hit this glass.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh!
Yeah, I did that like a round ago.
Dirty.
Glass. Hell yeah.
Just saying, I'm thinking I could commentate this game if I had to.
I think so. You'd be definitely the esports commentator for this game in my book.
He totally timed that.
Yeah. Wow, look at that jump.
Look at that jump.
I don't even know what I have. I'm just going to put it there.
Brooke in the comments. My face hurts from watching, from smiling.
No good.
This game
no good.
Is pretty solid.
Oh, come on!
Hey, don't forget about that glass.
You are great at commenting.
While I'm playing. Oh, no, I ran.
Why is there a fan?
All right, Dale. Everybody else has failed. No pressure.
Get that elevator back up here.
Don't get stuck on those glass like everybody else.
At least he can see where your player is.
He's going to get... Oh.
Look at that. Pro duck. Oh, no.
Now you're stuck to the platform. Now you're panicking.
Oh, why is there a boxing glove?
What are you going to do, Dale?
I don't know. Pressure.
Timing.
You got here
you have to, you have to time
that
it.
Was not
will
it.
Dale make the jump?
I got to go back here. Yeah, there's no way.
Back from the beginning.
There we go.
Oh!
No! Nope.
Oof. The old elevator crush move.
Yep. Smushy, smushy.
No winners, no points.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to blow anything up. This is a perfect level.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, do I have a bomb?
I got it. I think I got it.
Okay, please explode the glass.
The glass?
That's part of the map. You
right
can't.
Here?
You can't do it. You can't do it. Don't waste it. It won't explode.
What? You can't do it. You can't do it. Don't waste it. And
I'm wasting it.
I thought you were joking.
No, why would I lie?
What does this do?
If there's one thing anybody could tell you, is I never tell a lie.
Yeah. That is very true.
Oh, so you can blow up any item, but you only have 4 seconds.
Except the glass.
Yeah, oh, that was to blow something up? I thought it was like a bomb.
Ooh. Oh, who called that elevator? It almost crushed me. I didn't even realize it was heading down. All right. Yep.
Katie's tapping out.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah. You just got to, just tap it in, guys.
Yeah,
just
that's
tap
right.
it
oh,
in.
Oh, shit.
Don't do that.
You're dead.
Oh, the horse. Dude, I thought you were crushed.
We're both crushed in the elevator. Elevator of corpses.
Horse still clinging to life.
Ah!
A little panicky, but he's still alive.
You just
dead bodies are raining around him. Hopefully that doesn't rattle him. It seems to have rattled him. Yep, almost got crushed. Here he goes onto the... I don't know what he's doing. Okay. Panicking. I think he still got post-mortem, folks.
I think
nice
he got
work.
Post-mortem, yeah. He got post-mortem finish. He gets points.
Look at that.
Brooke in the comments says, Katie, you picked the absolute best character. She loves the chicken.
Info, what's the clock?
Slows everything down. It's like slow motion.
What's that?
Blow stuff up.
That's to blow up the glass.
Yep.
No,
not going to work.
Don't pull it down.
It's not going to work this time. Can I blow a character up? That would be nice.
That would be great.
I don't know where to put it. What's a strategic move? Where should I put it?
Blow up something that's absolutely you hate on this map.
I just put that there.
Oh.
Which would have made it impossible to get to the finish line.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah, take that.
Words to live by.
All right, here we go. Time it right. Jump on the elevator. Don't hit the barbed wire.
Oh. Watch out for the dandelion.
Oh, you idiot.
Get up from under.
I'm talking to myself. Okay, here we go. We got horse. Sheep still alive. Horse is... Uncertain of what he is doing. You can tell he is, banging his head against the top of that thing there. Oh, maybe? Nope, he's just still back
waiting
to ramming his head.
Horse doesn't know what he's doing.
Sheep almost ran into the barbed wire, just like that stupid raccoon that's sitting there.
Horse is trying to understand
what's
going on.
Oh!
I don't think I'm going to be able to get to it from that side.
Oh!
Oh, bullshit!
Oh, man. You know, I thought for sure coming on the show, I would be the first one to throw all kinds of F and S and whatnots around. But you guys are nailing it.
I hate this.
We're all just fine citizens. I don't know what you're talking about, Derek.
I'll tell you what. I'll block some of this ice for whoever. That way, you know, might have a chance of not hitting that glass there.
Katie's up to something devious.
Just trying to follow where I'm going.
Uh-oh.
Look at you, you broke
just,
me, Katie.
Just evil laughter abound.
We're going to put yours. She was a spot.
Uh-oh. 3, 2, 1.
No, no.
Oh, oh, no, no, no.
Okay, I placed it.
There you go. All right. I think I only finished one round in this.
Who put barbed wire, really?
All right, here we go. Don't follow me.
Oh, my.
Horse, don't follow me.
Oh, then it just keeps hitting me.
Oh,
forgot about the dandelion.
I think I can. Oh no!
Oh, this is so stressful.
God. Oh, I did not hit that. Dang it!
Oh
no!
I gotcha. The pendulum. Pendulum of doom.
It's too slow. Is anybody still alive? What's going on? Mm-hmm. No, we all died.
I think eventually, and it cuts us off here too. At some
yeah, you only
like
get
round
so many
900.
Turns.
Eventually, it'll say so many turns left.
Bomb.
Basically, that's the game telling you, like, you guys suck so bad, we just have to end this.
Bomb diddy bum.
Ah, with the bomb diddy bum.
You place yours first.
Oh, so begins the standoff.
I regret putting that barbed wire down now.
Yeah, I don't want the barbed wire there.
Is there literally any way to even get to the goal?
Yeah. Probably.
Katie, you... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she said that earlier.
Whoop.
All right. Gonna jam out in this elevator.
What am I doing?
No, get away from me. Get away from me.
I've almost been punched by that plant. I don't know how many times.
Oh, get away from me.
All right, chicken. Let's ride this.
I'm
gonna
follow you.
No!
It's hard not like when you want to watch everybody else die.
You go first.
Thought I had it.
Watch the entertainment of everybody else just totally messing up. You know what, guys? I'm calling it. The chicken's gonna make it to the end on this one.
I feel it too. Chicken.
Ah, that damn glass.
No.
Okay, can I jump? What do I do?
I keep forgetting about it.
You got time to jump over. Jump over the pendulum as it's swinging away. You got this.
I feel like you should do it. I can't do it.
Katie, this is all you.
You made it. You're the only one that made it there.
Yeah.
As it's swinging away, jump.
Do I jump?
Jump after as it swings away from you.
Ready, jump
for it. You forgot the jump part.
I tried to hit the.
No quit, Katie. No quit.
You forgot the jump part.
I clicked it.
Three turns left.
There's more. Oh my lord. Three turns left. Atlanta. How many more?
If we have done better at finishing here.
At the end of the three turns, it just gives whoever has the most points.
Right there, but that's all gone. Just good
I don't even know what I got.
I'm going to end it. Perfect. Yeah. Oh, and then there's the barbed wire.
You got this.
I got a talking microphone.
It'll all pick up.
Got this. Everybody's super concentrated now. Like, I'm going to get it.
I'm just having a hard time getting off that damn elevator button. Where'd you die?
Oh, yeah, postmortem. I'll take it. I died, then hit the flag. I'll take it.
I think that's the... that is pretty epic.
I think that's about the best you can do on this is maybe die and get to the flag. Oh, see, you got it too. You got postmortem.
Boom!
All right, sheep.
Oh, no.
Never mind. On to the next one.
So this is, we're going another round.
I think we got one more.
See, I didn't get enough to win there.
Another
round. Don't worry, Katie.
You love this, Katie. You love this.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
No,
we're going to add.
I totally do.
We're going to add a crossbow. It makes it easier.
Is that a bomb?
Yep.
Better be.
What should I blow up, Katie?
Barbed wire.
Which, right here? See where?
Oh, that one.
This one?
That one.
All right.
Oh, get that out of here. And I have a bomb too, right?
Maybe. I don't see your thing. Oh, yeah, dynamite.
You didn't even blow it up. Stupid swing.
Oh, no.
I knew it was coming too. I was watching you just hang around. I'm like, yep.
Devious.
This is going to happen.
I'm out.
Devious.
Oh, my own crossbow. I forgot.
God, I don't know where to sit or stand.
I don't know that this is possible, if I'm being honest with you.
Ah! Oh, come on! My guy just went in freak mode there.
I took an arrow to the knee.
I get that. I see what you did there.
Skyrim fan.
Oh, my God. Nope. Could not duck that evil arrow. I took an arrow in the freaking back.
Another one.
Well, whoever put that arrow there.
I think we go again?
I think that was the last round. Oh, no, this is a final. The grand finale.
Don't worry, Katie. You don't got this.
I want the bomb.
I believe in you.
Katie wants to blow it all up.
What does the money symbol do?
So if you get that and get to the end with it, it gets you extra points. So you could beat somebody with it.
Oh, that's
if you're way behind.
That's super lame.
Oh, I thought I put my...
What is she going to blow up?
Blow it all up, Katie.
Hopefully not the plant.
Oh,
the poor plant. What did he ever do to anyone besides punch people?
Yes. Open. Oh, yes. Quick.
God dang it, this stupid thing.
Ah! It's funny, all you hear is like buttons clicking or so.
Oh no, fucking arrows. I forgot about them.
God damn it!
You're done. Sit in the corner.
Oh, why can I not make this most. This is like the most simple jump, and
I'm most challenging thing I have is the stupid button for the elevator. No, oh, that can wait.
Come on.
Oh!
What am I doing?
No, oh, God damn it!
Sorry, that was loud.
All right.
Dropping bills. Die with the coin 10 times.
All right. I'm just can't do it. I don't know. Can't even make that one simple jump. Well, there you go. That game definitely brings out the feistiness in people.
Oh, God. If I played that for hours, there'd be fist fights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd be more into it. I'd be more into it if we were not live right now.
Yeah, she's like ready to throw down.
We'd all have to be like, can you move
wait
away
till
from
we're
the,
offline.
Can you move away from the TV? Because she's just like standing right in front of it.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of bleeps maybe in this one. But that's Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Yeah, if you've never played it, I recommend it. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. Very great for late in the evening especially.
Yep.
But I think we got one more last advertising to hit up here before we wrap things up here. So I'm going to show some love to our friends at Raptor PCS. Raptor PCS in the Grand Cities Mall is the best place to take your computer. With full range of computer services at affordable rates, computer builds, virus removal, hardware repairs, and also the place to go if you want a new laptop, especially if you want to play Ultimate Chicken Horse, that big resource hog right there.
Yep.
No, Ultimate Chicken Horse does not require high PC resources. Any computer can run it. But if you need hardware repairs and also the place to go to if you want a new laptop, go to Raptor PCS. And in most cases, you have your computer back the following day. Raptor PCS will come to your house and pick up your computer or just stop at the loading zone in front of Rumors, winners of the top-rated local business in 2019 and 2020. GFBS goes to Raptor PCS all the time. I told you it's the best place to take your computer. Check them out at raptorpcs.com or call 701-772-7626. Raptor PCS in the Grand Cities Mall.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so I believe that does it for this episode. We're all psyched for Thanksgiving next week.
You know it.
Big plans?
Well, what's Ultimate Chicken Horse now.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the highlight of the? You guys got big meals amped up or planned or family coming to town or are you going out of town?
I'm going out of town this weekend, actually.
Yeah. So there you go. I got to celebrate with a couple sides of the family. I got to celebrate day of Thanksgiving and day after Thanksgiving, but should be pretty good. I'm looking forward to it. Going to start off Thanksgiving like I always do, doing the Turkey Trot 5K. It'll be great. Race for pies. It's awesome.
Am I one of the only people that actually doesn't like turkey on Thanksgiving? Like, I prefer, like, ham or something. Anybody else kind of on that boat?
I don't know.
I guess I always like turkey. If
you're
there's
like
ham,
the traditional.
If there's ham there, I'll grab it, too. I'll grab whatever's there. Favorite side?
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole. Mm. That is good. Yep. Scalloped corn. Love scalloped corn.
That's good, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Katie?
Scalloped potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
I like those. I like anything that's cheese.
Yes. I agree.
Loaded with cheese.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, like I said at the top of the show, we'll be off next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks. So please. Friendly reminder, won't be here next week. Be back in 2 weeks. So you can find us by searching GFBS nearly everywhere. You find podcasts and social media platforms of choice like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and many more. Catch us live Thursdays at 1 p.m. on the GFBS channels on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, or Twitch, where we welcome you to interact with us in the chat or via dialing or texting in at 701-213-0863. For everyone listening to us on the audio podcast feed, we recommend you checking out the video footage of us playing the games on past episodes archived on the GFBS YouTube channel, so you don't miss out on moments like all of us proclaiming our undying love for the blue spiny shell in Mario Kart. Reminder for Steve's crowdfunding support by going to GoFundMe.com and searching Rally for Smalls or contacting Steve directly on Facebook. Derek, many thanks for coming in and subbing in today.
Perfect day to come in. Great games.
Many thanks for Paul for all his fun anecdotes on our many deaths in Tower Fall and in Ultimate Chicken Horse. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Many thanks to super producer Katie, holding it all together for us.
Hell yeah.
All right. We won't be here next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks, so enjoy the best meals and deals of the year next week, and may you all have a righteous Thanksgiving feast. Goodbye.